Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Is that amniotic fluid? Like, I think there's amniotic fluid out here.
Fluid.
That's crazy.
I hate this flavor of Japanese.
You hate Japanese?
No. Dang it. Everything you just said is described accurate.
Why? You think it's going to get weird somehow?
I don't know. Yeah, when I was walking, I was like this.
Oopsies, what? I feel like most of our podcast recently, we're just talking about dads and how to be a dad and what to know as dads.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only recent topic we've been... You remember your voicemail machine answering tone?
Do you?
Growing up, I do.
You remember mine?
No, I do.
Oh, you remember your own?
I remember mine.
Okay, if you remember mine, I'd be like, whoa.
Do you know?
I remember a family one I did.
Okay. How did the guy or girl go?
The voicemail?
Yeah, the voicemail.
No, I think you meant like the message we make.
Oh, got it. No, I remember my home one.
Oh.
My home one was like, hello, no one is available to take your call.
Oh, yeah, that was mine.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, that was mine. Yeah.
I don't know why it came up.
Do you don't remember a family one? You never did a family one?
Oh, I did. It was like, hi, you've reached the home of
Grace. Who said
Grace.
This?
Oh. I think me or... I don't remember.
Okay.
Hi, you reached the home of Grace, Allen, Roy, Russell, Ariel. Please leave a message after...
Did you guys all say your own names or just your...
I don't remember. I'm probably making it up, thinking about maybe that was how it goes.
It's crazy that nobody... Nobody's ever going to have
no
a home
one's
phone.
No one's going to know. No one has a house phone.
Nobody
anymore.
Has a house phone. I had mine longer than most people think. I think. Because I would go to a friend's house, they didn't have one sometimes. I'm like, what? How do you not have one?
Oh, because they have their cell phones already.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. Or like, I guess like once you can afford where everybody in the family has a cell phone,
yeah,
then you just notice how less the house phone is used ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can't text on a house phone.
You cannot text on a house
phone. You can't look up appropriate.
So those
memes.
Little like forms that you have to fill out, like home phone, cell phone, work phone.
I never fill out the home phone.
I never do anymore either. I mean, I could.
Over a decade. I remember it.
I can remember mine too.
When do you think... What year do you think you got rid of your phone? Let me think. So think about what age you were when there was no house phone anymore.
Oh.
I think it was 2004 is when we got rid of the house phone.
Really?
I was like 12. Yeah, I can remember.
What?
No.
You had ours until like 2010.
No, you're right.
Wait, that's like way, that's way
okay,
too
so,
early.
Oh, wait, I got a cell phone around 17. Oh, so it's a 2007.
Okay.
Probably around when we started YouTube, like a year or two after.
Okay,
that
makes more sense. Yeah. I was like, we had ours until 2010.
Yeah, you're right. But
remember your phone
when
number?
I was a child, I remember my phone number, yeah.
What is it?
919-479-1593.
You remember mine?
I wonder who... No, I don't remember yours. Why?
It's... Because I used to memorize other people's like house phone numbers.
Yeah.
Because that's... You have to do it by memory.
You have it?
Yeah, I remember mine. It's 919-477-1814.
They don't even have 919 numbers anymore because we ran out in North Carolina. We had to switch to another one.
Oh, because it's popular now. Like the whole thing is being overpopulated by like Google and...
Yeah.
Wow.
So now... But
you got the rare ones.
When I was... I remember when I was like 10, my parents were like, let's make a voice message. And they had me and my siblings in there. Yeah. And we all tried, and then nobody liked it. And then we did one, nobody liked it. And then, everybody, like, I tried, Aaron, Mariah, my dad, my mom. And then I think we just settled on the one my mom did, and we were like, we'll just keep that.
What did she say?
I don't remember. But they left the room, and they left me in there.
Oh.
And I didn't think, oh, it took us a million to get this good one. We should have just kept it. I was like, I have an idea.
You overwrote it. So huh?
I did overwrite it. But my parents were surprised when they came back and they heard it. And they're like, what? What is that? Because I was like, I was really into Hercules. You know, the movie Hercules?
Yeah.
And it's the, I don't remember the part, but it's one of the three singers, girls. Mm-hmm. They were like, dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. That's how the song went. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. Beep. I said, hi, this is Alex. We're not home right now. So please leave a message and your phone number and your name. Dun, na, 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 na. Bye.
Dun, really?
Nah. Yeah. And then they came and they heard this little voice sing that song. And they're like, did you just make that song up? And I was like, yeah. And they're
that's
like, is this
crazy.
The first time? Did you do multiple takes? We're like, no. And they were like, and they kept it.
Capping, bro.
No.
For real.
It really was.
That's
I remember.
Crazy.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Oh, look at you.
There was one time I remember as a kid, probably 9 years old or something. Mm. And my dad, and like we have some family over at this small apartment we're at.
Yeah.
And my dad's playing chess with my uncle.
Uh-huh.
And I'm running around with the kids. We're running up and down the hall. We're throwing stuff, like playing and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I run past the chess table and I stop. And I look at the chessboard, and I'm like, oh. And then my dad makes, after like a minute or something, like 60 seconds, I'm quiet because I don't want to tell him what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
He moves a piece. And I was like, why'd you do that? And he was like, why? I was like, you had checkmate. And then he was like, nuh-uh. And the uncle's like, how? And then I moved the piece back, and then I moved another piece, and they were like, what? And I was like, la la la, and I ran away again.
Damn.
But they pulled me back and they were like, wait, come here. What? Why? How did, what? And
yeah.
Then I remember just their reaction is what like ingrained in my brain of them being super surprised. They're like, how did you even see that? Like,
damn, they were like, I thought you were stupid.
I know. I
but
think,
you were freaking clever as fuck.
Yeah, that's what I tricked them. I tricked them because I'm not.
So you get a chess.
I don't know. But it's just cute.
You know
it's
what cute. It was? Probably your placenta just giving you the answers.
Like, hey, Alex, it's Plessy here.
Oh,
because remember the last podcast, you talk about, you
Plessy.
Know, when you're in the womb, your placenta is your first friend because you're there. And then when you get born, your placenta dies. And apparently it's like a guardian angel. So that was Plessy telling you the answers.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Plessy.
Plessy.
I didn't know, man. I thought the placenta was the uterine. Wait. Your daughter is going to come soon. She's going to pop out. Then she's going to crawl. Then she's going to walk.
Yes.
And then she's going to ask you some awkward questions. And how are you going to answer it?
Oh. What do you mean? Like, example. You have any... I can...
Okay, explain
we
this
can train,
to me.
Train me right now, boy.
Explain this to me in 30 seconds.
Okay.
What is death? As an adult. Explain it to me as an adult. 30 seconds.
As an adult?
Yeah.
You're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I'm an adult too. Explain it to me as if I was an adult.
Oh, okay. Death is what happens when your heart stops working and you stop breathing and the body is motionless. Therefore, that person is nothing now.
It's just a carcass.
It's just a carcass.
All right. Now you can't say that to a kid. So how would you explain it to a three-year-old?
A three-year-old, okay.
That's asked, what is death?
Question.
Like, you take them to a funeral as a kid, and they said, why? And they yell, why is that person sleeping?
Because when your heart stops working.
Why are we watching him sleep, Dad?
He's sleep. Oh.
Yeah.
That's a great question. Well, you see, the reason why this person is sleeping, he's actually not sleeping.
What is he, Dad?
He's dead.
Why? No, you're dead.
No, this is death.
No,
so,
you're dead.
You see, there comes a time when we have to go away back to where we originally came from.
For how long?
Forever.
Why?
Because we are not originally from here.
I'm only three. I don't want to go. I don't have gas money.
hey, you want a popsicle?
No. Let's go. Let's go.
That's going to be so hard to explain stuff to kids.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just going to be awkward or it's going to be too complicated and you know they're not going to get it.
Now, I'm sure there is like parents like, hey, how do you...
This is how you come with me as we gaslight our child to understand what death is.
Probably like, boom.
So many examples.
Just like that.
Damn, man. We didn't have none of that growing up. How's the next generation not going to be smarter than us?
This generation is more sad than we are because they were exposed to all these things nowadays.
Yeah, that makes sense. Maybe, but I feel like when we were kids, that's what they said about our generation.
What?
They said, oh, these kids these days just watching TV.
Oh, the TV was our phone.
Stuff. And then before that, they were like, oh, kids these days, all they do is blast music.
Yeah.
And then before that, oh, kids these days, always trying to fuck.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. So I don't even think they're as bad as we're saying they are. Like as millennials complain they are.
You're right.
You always complain about the next generation.
That's true.
I think so.
I think next generation is going to be lit. Honestly,
I think they're
going
to be so much smarter than us because their ability to have knowledge at the tip of their fingers. We thought we had knowledge at the tip of our fingers.
And then that and their parents are more woke. They're more... I want to say our parents weren't woke. We're just more aware of our mentals and our, growing up, our traditions.
And you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So think about this. Our great-great grandparents, they thought they had knowledge at the tips of their fingers because they could go outside and grab a newspaper. They're like, wow, we know everything because of this. And then after that, like their kids, they were like, oh, we get like, oh, somebody like this happened in politics and we get to hear it at the tip of our fingers on the radio. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, wow, we can see it on TV. That's crazy. This is the best technology has ever been.
Yeah.
And then we got the internet and we're like, oh, cool. We can look up anything we want forever. And now they have AI. What's next?
I don't know.
What's next? That's instant. They just like, boom, ask any question in any format and they get an answer.
Yeah. But, that's cool, but I always want them to experience what we experienced growing up too, like camping, going outside, going on the swings, and go do backflips.
And you can
and
do that with a virtual headset.
You could.
That's crazy.
You could. But it's not the same, bro.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
You gotta get your hands in the dirt.
I guess I want my kids, maybe, for sure, probably, just to appreciate things without the screen too.
Yeah.
Like.
It's gonna be hard though.
Like during the baby shower, like Monette's little, I guess my nephews too, her nephews, they were just on their phone. But then all of a sudden they were like, let's play tag. So they were just tagging each other. There's three of them just around the backyard, like screaming, going around the pool, like obstacle courses. Like, damn, I want that. That's awesome.
Dang.
Yeah. I'm like, dang, them like automatically, yo, this is kind of lame. Let's go play tag.
Do you already have like screen time rules that you guys are like agreed to be like, okay, this is only 3 hours a day or like 5 hours a day is all?
I don't know. I guess we'll come to that point when.
So you don't have that yet?
No.
Dang.
But growing up, my screen time was like after we did our chores and homework. We can just do whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as we don't rely on it, like iPad kids, like in restaurants where they go like crazy when their iPad gets taken away.
I've never had an iPad.
Never?
No.
It's okay.
It's dumb.
Yeah, it's kind of... You might need one, though. When
for
you get a
what?
Baby. For monitor, baby monitors, and like checking on your baby.
All right.
That's the only thing I can think of that you might use it for. I mean, of course you can use your phone, but...
It's just a medium screen.
Yeah. It's just a medium phone.
But...
Without the phone.
Just get like the iPhone Max. It's a big screen. That's not as big as an iPad, but it's big enough. They're little babies. They got tiny eyes. They don't need to see anything.
You're right.
Babies are ugly, man. And then they get crazy cute. They go from ugly to like, what are you?
With the cone-shaped head, too.
Yeah.
You ever seen the cone babies where their head is like so soft, just,
They go from Magikarp to Gyarados. No, Gyarados is not cute. He's dangerous.
It's cute, bro.
What do they go from? They go from super not attractive to like the cutest thing that's ever existed ever.
You're talking about like Feebas and Milotic.
What?
That's probably what you want.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, it's ugly.
You know that?
And then,
Feebas and Milotic? Yep.
What's that?
It's Pokemon. It's an ugly fish going into a very pretty sea serpent.
Aww.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's crazy. And then so like you go from like probably the worst you ever look in your life at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
And then you go to the best you'll ever look in your life, and then it's all downhill.
That is.
It's true, because you like is. The older you get, the less cute you
I
get.
I think the cutest baby. Okay.
It's true. Like, I was definitely cutest at when I was a kid. I was the cutest. My max cuteness was probably like 5 years old. After that, downhill.
Damn, you're right, bro. Anything from 3 months to 5 years old, that's the cuteness.
That's like, wow, you're glowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now, I'm just going to work my way to the 1 month mark. That's a milestone because after 1 mark, 1 month mark for the baby's born to 1 mark, 1 month mark, it's like you get used to your routines or whatever. Then the 3 month mark, ooh, that's when it gets fun apparently. So
I'm going to come over like for your daughter's fifth birthday. You're going to text me. You're going to say, Alex, I want to invite you to my daughter's fifth birthday. And I'm like, oh, wow, bring my kids. Cool. We'll come over. Bring the dogs, bring the kids, bring the wife. And then we're going to have a great time. It's going to be a memorable birthday. Memorable for birthday. It's 5 years. That's good. That's big. Mm-hmm. Big first milestone.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we leave, I'm going to hug everybody.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know.
Keep going.
And then?
What?
And then?
You think it's going to get weird somehow?
Yeah, dog. How? It always does. I don't know. What's going to happen? Am I going to eat your pants? I'm going to eat your thighs? And we're going to just get a knife and take a slice of my thighs and we're going to test try it with everybody. How do I taste?
No.
Okay, keep going.
It's not that kind of scenario. So then we're all leaving. I hug everybody goodbye. I hug you and I hug your daughter last. And in her ear, I'm going to whisper, it's all downhill from here. And I'm never.
No.
And I'm going to deny it whenever you bring it up and she has like nightmares about it.
No, don't do that.
You're going to be like, Alex, did you tell her it's all downhill from here? I was like, what? No, you're going to believe me? I've known you way longer than her. Sorry, the mic was gone, but you're going to believe her over me?
Okay.
Yeah. She's going to be like, he said it's all done.
I'm going to be like, yo, what? Like, Alex, what the did you say to my daughter, bro? She's over here saying it's downhill. She's crying. What did you say to her?
She just gives up on life and she just sits around eating ice cream in her sweatpants and she's like, oh, no. What's the point?
No. Don't do that.
Okay, I won't do that.
I'm going to be like, yo, fix this right now. You better fix this. She's crying.
And then I'm going to go in and talk to her. And you're going to come back in an hour and we're both in sweatpants eating ice cream. And we're like, he was right this whole time.
Oh.
I think she's going to have interesting stories about, it's like, Uncle Al is weird. He says the weirdest stuff.
Most likely.
Yeah. I'm going to be the crazy uncle.
Yeah, you will.
I really am.
Well, I mean, it's not crazy, but it's more like
just like
in a random.
Random,
but like good intentions.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. It's just gonna be like, how did your mind get to that kind of situation?
Yeah.
Andrew, growing up, he wrote down things I said on a list of just weird things Alex said, and he has a list of like. He did it for like, I think he...
What made him start that?
So when he got old enough, he started spending summers over here by himself.
Yeah.
With me. And every summer he would have a list. And he'd be like, these are things you said. And I don't remember half of them, but all of them are crazy.
Dang.
Yeah.
He's keeping tabs, bro.
Yeah. Have I brought this up? Have I told you about this?
I think, yeah, you did.
Yeah. It's. I love that list.
This is still going. I'm assuming it's still going.
Yeah.
How's your green wallet journey going?
It's going good. I've been getting more brand deals.
Is actually
but
working?
I don't know if it's because of the wallet.
It's for sure the wallet.
I like to think it's the wallet.
Yeah.
But it's hard. It's hard to believe in the green wallet theory. Feng shui. But I believe in air and I can't see that, so.
Air? Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You can't see ants too.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see ants.
You can't see the Holy Spirit.
But you feel it.
Yeah, but you feel it. Oh. Air, you feel it.
Yeah, green wallet. That.
So green wallet, yeah, man. I've been getting more brand deals. More brand deals than I've gotten in the last, like, 5 years.
It's the green wallet, brother.
But
for those who don't know the green wallet theory, if you get a green wallet, you put money in it. It has to be gifted to you.
Mm-hmm.
You get prosperous as the decade goes on. And it's been a month, and you've gotten so much already.
Yeah. Yeah, I really have. It's weird.
Oh.
And then also, like, it's Chinese feng shui. And there's a lot of Chinese people in the world. So if that many people, are they the most?
No, India is.
And then? Russia?
China? I think so.
Well, they're in the top three.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. And that many people can't be wrong. So feng shui all the way, baby.
For real, dog.
Yeah.
Bro, you know why the green wall theory works?
Why?
Have you seen China?
What is China about?
Have you seen how advanced they are?
Are they? Oh, I did. Speed told us.
Bro.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know. They're wealthy and they're prosperous.
Are they known for being like, oh,
no.
Like an oh, country? Like, oh, what? No, they're not,
no,
right?
No, no.
I feel like they like, don't they have like the, where they like, you can, they like only broadcast their news and like, so everything is very China in China.
Yeah, yeah.
In America, we're like international. Like there's French people, British people, whatever.
Yeah.
There, I think it's very China. So like there's things going on there we don't know about. There's things in the world that the like regular citizens don't know about.
Exactly.
But apparently they're advanced.
They're advanced. Like,
yeah.
Our technology sucks.
Yeah, our tech sucks.
But
what if a Chinese person came over here? You don't think there's anything they would be like, whoa.
The Hollywood sign.
Yeah. Or like shaved ice or something. They'd be like, wow.
Yeah, but technology and
yeah.
It's crazy.
They're gonna be like, why are people still
walking? So the green wallet theory works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, I have the freaking green wallet.
And we have a thing tomorrow. We have a commercial to shoot tomorrow.
And it doesn't come out until like January, but I have not been more excited about something in a while.
Yeah, me too. Green wallet, exciting. Bro. I'm telling you.
We had to get manicures for it.
We did.
We can't tell you why. We can't tell you who we're working with, but we had to get manicures. And his looks way better because he got a shine buff.
I got a shine buff, girl.
I didn't know.
Girl, you declined a shine buff?
It looks like you've been eating like McDonald's French fries and they look glowing.
For real.
Dang,
that's
it,
what it
man.
Is. That's
maybe
what it
I
is.
Maybe I should just eat some McDonald's before we...
You could.
No, not McDonald's.
Just bring olive oil, bro. Bring olive oil and just shine it.
Just shine it. Should I just show up with a bag of McDonald's?
You can just get a shine buff on like CVS and then shine
Even
it yourself.
Even your cuticles look better.
What?
Yeah, you got good cuticles.
What is a cuticle?
The skin on the sides, like around.
I never understood what the white stuff on your hand is, like the
on
little
the bottom,
the crescent moon
yeah,
shaped
I don't
thing.
Know. I never. But you have that. A little bit of white on top too.
Oh, that's just the extra nail, though.
I know. I never leave that.
I never leave it too. But when they get the manicure, they left it a little bit.
Like mine's always under. Like my nail does not pass my skin on my finger, and yours does.
I mean, it's. Mine usually, all the whites are usually gone, but mine's not like that. Yours is like aggressively, let's cut the whites off of my fingernails. Like, oh my God, I'm about to get a cut in my finger, but I'm just so patient enough to not go over the limit so it's not bleeding kind of cut.
Ah, that was a lot.
Yeah, look at it.
Dang it. Everything you just said is described accurate.
Why?
It's not good.
But they did it for you, though.
Yeah.
Huh? But you, did you do that?
No, they did this.
But you usually do it like that, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I do it more curvy. Are you supposed to do it as straight across as this? Like, mine's usually like, it's like a half circle. These are kind of square, boxy.
Oh, yeah. Where did you go?
I don't know. Is that not normal? Yeah, yours is more rounded. Son of a dang it. I'm going to look hideous.
You're not. You're going to
be they're not going to put my fingers in the commercial.
Yeah, they will.
No, they're going to be like, ooh.
No, just round it out.
No, they're going to give me a stunt double.
You
want
to go to mine? Mine's literally above where do you go here?
It's too late. It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? There's nothing to do. I already got rid of everything. Ah, hands. Dang it. And my pinky's crooked. You see that?
That's fine. No.
No, it goes to the left.
Well, my hands are a little... it's like stubby.
You got them stubs?
I got stubs. I got big palms.
Whoa.
Big palms, short fingers.
How much more bigger are my hands?
Okay, let's go palm to palm. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
What?
You have long fingers.
How have we never done this? That's like an inch.
Yeah, dude. I have short fingers.
You
guys,
yours is like the dwarf from Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
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 And I got... I think the elf,
big
because
palm.
They're so skinny.
Oh,
and long.
There's a thing. I was talking to my sister. She says I have earth hands because I have big palms.
Oh,
fingers.
If you were a bender, your hands look like they would be earth hands.
And then long, big palms, long fingers.
Air?
I don't remember.
Oh, I hope it's air.
Let me see. I want to know.
I hope it's air.
Big palms, long fingers, element.
What?
Water.
No, oh, that's nice.
Water.
That's my second choice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Water.
Water's pretty cute.
Connected. Okay. Yeah, you're just connected. Because it's like, I don't know.
How wide can you go?
Damn, what?
That's crazy.
I got earth. You got water.
Yo, let's
hello.
Try and get wet.
Mushy, mushy.
We make mud.
We do make mud.
Yeah.
Damn, boy.
Yeah.
Damn, boy.
What's the ratio of genders? Is there like 50% boys, 50% girls in the world?
Born? Yeah.
You think exactly?
Yeah, because when
it's not like 45, 55.
When a female dies, another female is born.
No.
Yes.
That's not at the same time.
Yes.
What?
You're like, oh,
how would you know?
Not born, but conceives. Yeah.
At the same exact time.
Yeah.
Like heartbeat stop, heartbeat start.
Yes.
You don't. Why?
I'm pretty sure.
Why are you saying this so confident? You don't know.
Is the world so big, dude?
You think 50%? I bet.
At least 5 people are born every day, right? So at least yes,
minimum.
So you're saying
no, that's more than that.
Okay, you're saying there's not a possibility that when someone dies, someone else gets conceived.
No, I don't think that.
Really?
You think that's more common than not common? Like you think like 8 out of 10 people, that's what happens, and 2% doesn't?
I think so.
No,
I think
at the
so.
Same time,
it's 50-50. I think so. It's 50-50. I mean, that's the world. You have to balance the world.
What are we gonna do if like there's too many of us one day? And like we start like what if before we die they extend the life expectancy to like 200?
That's too long for me, man.
Yeah, me too. But what if like you? It's not like you get to 80 and then you're just old for the next 120 years.
Yeah.
You just from here every year is
twice.
A year is twice. Yeah. So you live your 36th or 35th year twice. You live your 36th year twice.
Hey, man, if I'm still moving and kicking, my friends are still alive, I'm down.
But what are we going to do about the world, though? We're going to run out of resources. We're going to need Thanos and then the Avengers.
Kill them all.
No.
Kill them all.
You think we're going to have to go to another planet?
Mars? I mean, Elon is doing his thing for Mars, right?
Yeah, but what if we can't get off Earth and there is too many people?
Oh, I know.
People?
We're going to get out cruise ships. People can live in cruise ships.
Okay, but then when that's full, then where?
More cruise ships.
And then when that's it. Like when you have filled the ocean with cruise ships, then what?
Ocean Gate. We go under. Go under the ocean and
we don't have to worry
repopulate.
About it. Yeah, there's like billions of years before that happens.
You know, also, look, when people say, oh, the world's overpopulating, you know when I take road trips and like drive,
yeah.
For example, like
to Vegas?
Vegas?
Yep.
You're like, bro, there's so much freaking land here.
Yep.
Build something. I'm
yep.
sure we have the means and technology to do it. If not, we can ask China for the technology to do it.
Like, please.
We can't overpopulate. The world's so big.
No, there's reasons that it's not populated out there because we don't have enough resources. Then, you know,
bam.
Every time there's a new town, they have to do water, sewage, mayor, all this stuff.
No,
so we can't
facts,
just be building
facts,
towns.
Facts.
You don't know how much goes into that.
That's facts, too.
Yeah.
But we can. It's possible, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible to do that. It's possible to... Yo, these braces making me talk like crazy.
What else is in
I
here?
Do have a little speech impediment with these braces. Like, I like my words. I feel like I'm like... Psh, I do that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like a static.
It
like,
sounds... Either,
hey,
it, either you're doing that or it sounds like you're about to do that all the time.
Yeah. It's like
it's like you're just teasing, edging me.
I'm like bro, I'm about to be disconnected in a little bit, so don't be surprised.
Ew, peach flavored Kit Kat. What is wrong
it's
with
Japan,
this
man.
Generation?
If you hate that, you hate all Japanese.
No. That's odd. That's a big jump.
That's from Japan.
That's not accurate though. I hate this flavor of Japanese.
You hate Japanese?
No, I don't.
Okay, he doesn't.
Wait, so is Japan... I thought Japan... I guess, now I'm thinking about Japan.
Okay.
I thought that... I'm like, I wonder, did I think that they were like technologically savvy over there?
They are.
I'm like, no, I thought that they were kind of, but not really, because they're more artistic, I feel like, now. I'm like, oh, if I had to categorize Japan in my American view, they're the artistic country. Like, they do anime.
Oh.
And they do like, you know... Japanese stuff.
They're artistic.
Japanese
they have
stuff.
Anime.
No,
that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
and
no,
peach Kit Kat.
Like, they're the artsy one. And then I was like, China, I thought it was just the plethora country. I was like, there's just a lot of China. That's all I thought.
Mm-hmm.
When I thought of China, I thought, oh, that's a lot of people.
Now they're just advanced.
Now they're the advanced country.
The advanced country. Korea is the entertainment country.
I think Philippines is the fun country.
Yeah, Philippines is the
do whatever
friendliest.
You know.
Number one racist country apparently.
Yeah,
yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I hate racism.
Oh yeah, me too, bro.
It doesn't make sense.
Me too.
It's like,
there's a clip I saw. It's like people good people abide by the three R's.
Yep.
I forgot what they are. It's like, oh, people in their 30s, they, when people are turn 30, they do these three R's. They go running,
mm-hmm.
reading,
mm-hmm.
and then what's the other one? Something R, recreational sports or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy's like, man, I don't do any of that. If they had a fourth one, I'd be racist.
Racism's so dumb. I tell you what, just because it's a different shade, they get what? That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro. That was me growing up, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, did you ever have balance issues because you're like head to body proportion? Like when you're young, can you remember like falling a lot?
No, not much. No.
You don't think your head was heavier than like average?
Sure it was, dude.
Like, do you think you picked your head up at the same time as like on schedule?
What do you mean? Like, what?
Yeah, when you're a baby. No, were you like, whoop, when
you're
like,
oh, no.
You think you're late?
I'm probably like 1 year late, bro. Out of the big head. No super way. Big head, bro.
You think?
Yeah, when I was walking, I was like this.
That's crazy. But I saw clips. I don't think you have to be worried. There's no way her head's as big as your head.
No, I hope not.
Do you
I really
think?
Hope not.
Because like I feel like for females have smaller heads usually, right? So she'll have the mm-hmm. girl version of your head.
That's pretty big.
So it'll be smaller.
I don't know, man.
It'll
Look,
be smaller.
Listen, when a baby is 40 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. Their head is supposed to be 10 centimeters on average mm-hmm. in diameter, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had an appointment.
Centimeters, you said?
Centimeters, yeah.
That's small.
Mm-hmm. It's like this.
All the way around?
All the way around.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's 40 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got our measurements 32 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Her head was measuring 9.4 centimeters.
And how much more was that? What was the other number?
10.
So she was almost, at 32 weeks, almost 40, at where she should
yeah.
be at 40 weeks.
Yeah.
And that's not normal?
No.
Maybe she got a big brain.
I hope so. That'd be cool.
Is your head shaped the same as your family's?
Mm-mm.
So you think it's the way you come out is the way your head shape is shaped?
Oh.
Maybe you came out sideways.
And then you came out.
Yep.
Mine's big like this way. And oh, like this.
Mine's skinnier looking forward. Yours is skinnier
so
looking
I went
from
like,
the side.
I came out like this.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, and that's why you're...
What?
Because that's the shape of the hole you had to come out of.
Yeah, like so this. That's why I have an overbite too, because during the vaginal wall, it pushed my bottom jaw this way. Now I have an over. Now that's why I need braces.
And then I came out like this way.
Yeah.
And you came out this way.
Oh. I guess that makes sense.
So which way do you prefer her to come out?
Oh man. I hope the doctor like spins her like 360. Whoa!
Maybe that's what beautiful people are.
Oh wow!
It's like, whoa, they're just very symmetrical, yeah. And then that's how they do the spin movement.
They go ever. DJ doctor.
What if when you've met the doctor,
the pediatrician,
the one that's gonna deliver the baby?
Yeah.
What and it's a guy or girl?
It's a girl.
Okay. What if like during pregnancy she says. Oopsies.
I'd be like, oopsies what? Oopsies
and she's like,
what?
She's like, oh, don't worry about it. I put it back.
Put what back? What did you put back?
Oh, that's a good response. That's,
yeah.
That's a good follow-up
question.
I mean,
that's like, yo, as a father, I'd be like, all right, bitch. What the did you say that for?
What is oopsies?
What are oopsies mean?
Elaborate your oopsies now.
Yeah. Elaborate, please. Yeah. I would be concerned, dude.
Yeah. But that's what we say, or that's what we would think. But I feel like in the moment, you'd be like, oh, what? And she'd be like, nothing. And you'd be like, oh, okay.
No, I'd be so concerned, dude.
I would definitely, like, as soon as she left the room, I'd talk to my wife and be like, what was that? Yeah. What did that mean? You should bring it up. No, you bring it up. I just had a baby. Oh, fine. Oh. Hey, what was oopsies?
Excuse me.
What? That's crazy. So you practiced the drive.
Yeah, dude. Practiced the drive. Yeah, it's it's good to kind of familiarize yourself.
Yeah.
Like testing, doing a test run. Like
that it's makes the actual so much situation. Sense. I've never thought about that.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, wait, what am I supposed to do? Do I like call 911 or whatever? You're supposed to call labor and delivery.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, my wife's on labor. We're going to be there today when her contractions are close together.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, cool. We'll set a room for you.
Yeah.
And then you count contractions.
Yeah. So don't go to the hospital
until the contractions are 5 minutes apart, lasting 1 minute long for an hour.
You have to hit all those requirements, but I gotta know. I don't think you know, but I think what? we gotta know what it does. It start at what's the like? Is it like an hour long difference at the beginning, or is it 30 minutes?
What do you mean?
Beginning?
What you talking about?
So we know. Like, what if it's like, oh, it's 10 minutes right now. And then after like an hour, it's 9 minutes. Is it like that?
Like oh, it goes, like it gets closer and closer. Yeah, it starts further apart.
Like how far though? Like
if I were to guess, it would probably be
30 minutes.
Yeah. No, like 10 minutes. Like 10 minutes. Like, but your contractions last 10 seconds every 10 minutes. You're like, oh, okay. But you want the contractions to last 1 minute long.
So it could be from like, we got to go to the hospital to like 5 hours or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a day?
It could, yeah. Some people last a day.
A whole
like some
day?
People.
Before
no,
you go
I know
to the
someone.
Hospital?
I know someone who watched the freaking Wicked movie while her contractions. Like, oh, we gotta finish the Wicked movie.
I haven't seen it. Is it long?
It's like 2 hours long.
Is it good?
Yeah.
You saw it?
Yeah.
You like good. It?
Yeah.
Oh.
But she freaking finished the Wicked movie. And you're like, all right, cool.
And the seat was wet.
Oh, bro, so wet. So wet and buttery, bro.
Ew, buttery? Oh, my God. That's so true. Oh, because the popcorn.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And then you just slipping and sliding, trying to stay in your seat.
But anyways, did a test run.
Do you think they have to pay for that, for the movie theater? Like, what do they even tell them? Or they just leave?
Yeah, you just leave, bro.
And then the employees that come in there and find...
They're not going to know what it is.
They're going to be like, is that ambiotic fluid? Like, I think there's ambiotic fluid in here.
Fluid. It's odorless. Yep. Does it smell like pee? That's definitely ambiotic fluid. For sure. Yeah, everyone has that knowledge, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
That would suck. If I just started working there and I had to clean that up, I'd be like, yo, this is weird. Like, I don't even know their
middle
names.
Water. It's just water. It's like, it's not like...
They'll probably just think
it's not like slime fluid.
They'll just think it's water. No. For the rest of their life, they'll never know.
Oh.
That's crazy.
That is wild.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it's any moment now. At least we know where to go. We have hospital bags. Packing hospital bags is stressful.
How fast did you drive to the hospital?
Like, probably 10 over speed limit.
And how long did it take you?
20 minutes.
That's good.
No
That's
traffic.
Good. That's good.
What traffic? An hour 30.
No.
Nah, 36.
Okay. So with traffic, 36. So if you drive slow, it's probably around 30.
Yeah.
But you want to get there fast. How much can a pregnant lady handle in the car?
Can
she tussle? Can she jostle?
Okay, what?
Can she tussle and jostle?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. The movies just make it so dramatic. You don't have to speed to the hospital. Even when you're in the hospital, you still got to wait until you're 10 centimeters dilated your cervix in the cervix.
Yeah, and I'm very punctual.
Yeah, you're the most punctual guy I know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very punctual. You're like there. Like, oh, he's here.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Talk. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how do you be punctual, though?
I make so many schedules. I am going to Thanksgiving for my parents. I mean, my family's over there.
Yeah.
I'm going. Alexa's going. Aaron and Ronnie are going. Malaya and Mariah will be there. Andrew's going to be there. My parents are going to be there. How many people is that?
At least 14.
No. Okay, you count. Ready? My mom and dad.
Yep.
Her mom and dad.
Yep.
They're coming from Boston.
Wow, fun.
Yeah. Me and Alexis.
Yep.
Aaron and Ronnie.
Yep.
Andrew, Malaya.
That's 11.
And Mariah.
12.
And Joel, her brother. Alexis's 13. Brother. So 13 people minimum, probably going to surprisingly be more somehow, are staying in the house. And everybody's asking questions in this group chat we made.
Okay.
And I was just like... Oh, everybody's asking questions. Like, wait, I thought it was this. Wait, I thought this. So I made a schedule. You want to see it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And I'm about to show you the schedule, and I make schedules like this probably at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't say the times or dates.
Okay. All right. Lex Lex. Renting minivan.
Yep. So everybody knows.
Arrival. Depart. Oh, that's for you guys. Oh, this is your departure arrival. Yeah. Got it. And then you have departure arrival for the Run Runs. And then Gilda.
That's Jim and Hilda.
And then you have the dates.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, okay, this date we relax and settle in. That's it. What if they want to do more? What are you going to say?
Well, that's an open day.
Open day.
It's a free period.
Okay, here we go. Home day.
Yep.
Full family arrives. Grocery shopping. Relax. Settle in.
Yes.
That's nice.
Prepare.
Prepare. Lex. Okay, next one. Lex, Lex, and Gilda goes to Wilmington in the morning.
Yes. We have to go pick up Andrew.
Oh. Yeah. Get ready for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. You're good.
Yeah.
You're good. What's this? Learn Chinese? Oh, Chinese Lantern Festival.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think on Thursday, we're all going to learn Chinese fluently.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you get a green wallet over there. Oh, yeah. The Lantern Festival. I'm sure they got green wallets. We should
go to China. You never been.
I want to go to China.
Where do we go? What's popping? Like, we kind of know Japan. We know the Philippines. Like, where to go? Hawaii. We know what's a good know. Area.
That's a good question. Where did Speed go? With the technology place.
Yeah, that's probably where you should go. Yeah.
I'm down. That's...
I want to go where Hustle and Bustle is.
Yeah, that's probably where Speed went.
Like, I want to go to I guess Manila would be Beijing. Like, the Manila version.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Or Hong Kong. Oh, wait. Which one's the capital or the...
Beijing.
Beijing?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd probably go Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Hong Kong's cool.
It sounds cooler.
Hong Kong.
I've heard Hong Kong more in my life than I've heard Beijing. Yeah, at least double.
Me too, me too.
Yeah.
I saw this video. This guy went to China to go hiking, right? And then they gave him robotic legs to aid his legs to hike faster.
Mm.
They like.
Oh, I saw that.
And he's like, oh my God, it's moving for me.
Oh, yeah. And it just, all you do is like get in it, strap it, and it's like robot legs. It's like an exoskeleton. Yeah.
I'm like, bro, why don't we have that here? That'd be crazy.
I feel like we need to walk more as a country.
Oh.
So that's probably, that's just too easy. I mean, yeah, you know, the world is always going towards convenience.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, so like I said before, like we went from newspapers to radios to televisions to internet to phone to AI.
Yeah.
So it's all about convenience. So if you can make something more convenient, like think about Uber or Postmates.
Mm-hmm.
Like that just made life more convenient.
Yeah, dude.
It made humans able to be lazier.
Yep.
So like that's all we got to think about. We got to invent something. Make something way easier that shouldn't be that hard. Like Uber, before Uber, I was like, why didn't we do this earlier? We just had taxis that you had to look for.
That was me for Postmates, bro. I'm like, wow.
I can't believe how much we had to go out to eat. Back in the day, we had to do it 3 times.
Damn.
We had to go to the groceries.
Yo.
Now, like, I eat probably, like, something homemade maybe once a day.
Yeah.
And then the other stuff is either we went somewhere or we ordered it.
Oh, my God. U.S. government, if you're watching this, if you were to gift me anything, give me a $1 million gift card for Postmates.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the best gift ever.
That would last at least 2 years.
Yeah. That's actually a really good gift.
Wait, government? Why would the government care about
I don't know.
A gift?
I don't know who else to ask. Postmates. I guess
Postmates. Oh, yeah, Postmates.
Hey,
yeah.
Postmates. Hey, hit me up.
Yeah.
Hit it up. You know
and if you and if you know the government, just say never mind to our previous request.
Yeah. Chipotle, if you're watching, I want that card, too. The free card?
Okay, if you can have $1 million gift card from anywhere.
Where anywhere.
Anywhere.
A gift card.
Yep.
Food related?
Anything.
Oh,
it's a gift card for anything for $1 million. But you can only go to that store. I know mine already.
Oh, freaking Costco, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say Super Target. Like, either of those.
Yeah, Costco.
Oh, you're good.
Bro.
You're set for life. What else? What do you need?
Costco hot dogs and food.
How long could you live in a Costco? For like decades.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, in a Target.
One person or a family? A family can live there like forever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they have everything you need. They have tools. Oh, they have hygiene.
It depends because things expire.
No. The store, it's still running.
Oh.
Yeah.
Easy. Got it. I thought you meant
apocalypse happened and then we live here. You get the up-to-date styles. You'd never have to leave Target. And it's big, and there's gym equipment. Go work out.
I know. They have, greenhouses
They have
and
footballs.
Stuff.
They have kickballs.
Oof.
They got a whole plant room.
They do.
Yeah. You never got to leave.
They have pharmacy.
They got hoverboards to make it to the other side of the Target or the Costco.
The hoverboards.
Yeah.
The little, you see me rolling. Like, yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, yeah, Postmates, convenience. What are we talking about? Convenience. The world has been so convenient.
That's all it is. Every new invention is just somehow to make it more convenient for people.
Convenient,
just
and
a clever way.
Comfortable.
Yeah. Every think about all the Shark Tank pitches in the world. Everything is just an easier way of doing something that's already existed.
You ever use any product from Shark Tank?
Yeah. The Squatty Potty, yeah.
Oh, that's from Shark Tank?
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
And then the Scrub Daddy?
Scrub Daddy every day, bro. That's both a those. Game changer.
Those Costco.
They denied the Scrub Daddy, right?
The ring? Wait, you have a ring?
The ring? Oh, the ring.
Yeah. No. The security.
Ring. No, I don't have a ring.
Oh, ring is like one of the biggest in the world.
Wow.
And that was just somebody's like, oh, here, you can see what's at your front door.
From Shark Tank.
From your phone, yeah. And that blew up from Shark Tank. I think it was called something else, and they changed it. So Shark Tank had this company on. I forgot what he called it. It was something dumb. It was like door robot or doorbot or something.
Yeah.
And then they said no. And they said no. And then they left and they rebranded because the shark said they had a dumb name. They changed to Ring and it became multi-billion-dollar company. And the only one that I think either that one or Scrub Daddy is the biggest one to ever come out of Shark Tank.
Holy moly, dude.
Yeah.
Dang.
But the Scrub Daddy got signed to somebody. And Ring was Ring the one that everybody was like, we should have got the Ring.
Done a deal with them. They said no even after they rebranded?
No. I mean,
Rebranded they said no, after the criticism.
After the show, yeah.
Whew.
And then they're like, yeah, a door robot would be cool. Or seeing what's at your door, it's amazing. Now everybody is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang, Shark Tank, bro. You know, I always wonder what I was going to be if I became an entrepreneur of a product of some sort. Maybe. But that's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So I guess we'll never know.
I thought I was ready to be a dad before you were starting to have a child.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, whoa, there's so much I didn't know.
Yeah, it's a lot. But then you have 9 months to prepare.
I feel like I'm going to be so prepared by the time that time comes.
You'll be very prepared. And you'll probably learn more, too. Not about, you know, this knowledge, but yourself and Alexis and just everything. It's crazy. Dang. Like there's a switch in you that flips.
Do you what how do you think you're going to get mad at your kids? Cuz I'm trying to think, what's the maddest my parents got at me?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I feel like my the maddest? Can you think about the maddest your parents were ever at you when you were a kid? Mm-hmm. Or like growing up?
Mm-hmm.
What do you know the exact what it is?
Yeah.
What is it?
I skipped school one time and then my dad took my phone, he threw it. He's like, don't skip school.
And that was the maddest they've ever been?
Yeah.
You think something was going on that day and then you're just the kid that came home when they're already in a bad mood? Because usually when you get mad, it's because of something else.
Absolutely not.
They were just mad because of that.
Yeah, they got a answering machine call. Your son missed school today.
Were you there when they played it?
Yep.
You were like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, I remember I was eating dinner and they heard it. And then they said, what? What was that? I was like, oh.
And what were you doing? You skipped?
I went to the state fair.
How old were you?
Like 14.
Oh, yeah. That's a good time to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a cool experience.
Yeah.
But they were mad. I get it. I mean, as a parent, you're like, man, you could have at least told us.
Yeah, you got to tell them. I'm
worried. You know, you've left. We don't know where you were. I think it's just the fact they didn't know where I was and that.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
It's better to like let know, like thinking back to it, like I should have told them I was going to skip. Even though they're, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I feel like that's how I'm going to be my kids. I'm going to be like, I'm going to be there with them. I'm like, yo, you want to miss school today? I want to go to state fair. I'm not working. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool.
All right.
Let me call Roy.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll call my kid. Like, you want
to
skip?
I'm like, hey, you're trying to get out of school?
Don't tell your mom.
I know I just dropped you off, but I can come get you. Just cough. Start coughing. Yeah. That'll be crazy.
Yeah. It's fun. Just thinking about, like, how you're gonna
punish them.
Not punish them. I'm gonna. Like, I mean, I don't think I will. It's more like letting them recognize what they did wrong,
mm-hmm.
and then be like, "You see why I'm mad."
Yeah, but how often do you ever like get mad at somebody in your daily life?
Not much.
Yeah. So, like, what? Like once every 6 months or something, you get kind of mad at somebody.
It's usually like someone driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like once every few months, it's like, oh, you get mad. Now it's probably every week you're gonna be like, "Hey, I told you." And I wonder how, because we've never had kids and we don't talk to other kids like that.
Yeah.
So like, you don't know until you have a kid, how you're going to be. I'm like, yo, am I going to be, is it going to be hard for me not to laugh? Or am I actually gonna be upset? Or like, I don't know. I've never disciplined somebody.
True. I'm like, hey! Yeah. Stop.
Yeah. You're like, did you put poop on the I got a call from your teacher. You put poop on the wall again.
Yeah, poop on the wall.
You go, you put poop on the wall?
You poop on the wall.
Look. What did you use long strokes like I showed you?
Long strokes? My little go poop on the wall. Oh, that's so cute. Don't do it again, though.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to be just like my parents when it comes to punishing. Because they spank me, but
just chill.
I'm not going to spank, but after that part, we got a little older and they're very chill. And they're like, oh, you're grounded. And they forget that we're grounded. And then we go to the movies that night or something.
Lucky, bro.
I know. Lucky. So I feel like I remember thinking like, man, I wish I had more structure. But now I'm like, whoa, I'm going to do that for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to forget. Like, I'm like, oh, you're grounded? Since when? Who told you? Me?
Oh, no. It'll be in your schedule right there.
Oh, yeah.
August 4th. Okay.
Yep. I'll just click my grounded. Glasses and the schedule will pop
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, can we see what this door does? Can you open the garage?
Open the garage real quick. So it rains here. So is it going to hit the, oh, is it going to hit
top,
the light?
On top.
Is it going to hit the light?
Top.
It's going to hit the light.
What light?
It's too high.
Oh, never mind. Don't do it. Good call. Good call. Anyways, we're going to open the door, but...
We'll do it on the next one. We'll let's adjust this light.
Yeah, let's adjust.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. We got to come up with an intro. I mean, outro.
Okay.
We say okay, bye, but like...
Peace out, motherfucker.
Yeah, tangin na.
No, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Okay. let's go. All right.
Oh, what if we use one of those lines from the Katy Perry Roar episode? I mean, parody we did. Remember those lines, those animal lines? What if we just pick one and we just always say that
toodaloo.
One?
Toodaloo.
Kangaroo. Or, you guys tell us in the comments below. Or, hasta mañana, piranha. Or, oh, the biggest one is, peace out, rainbow trout.
Peace out, rainbow trout. With this in the sea where my anemones got a motherfucking B.I., barracuda in the low key. Rainbow trout.
That's good. That's long. I'm going to have to take a while to memorize that, but I like it. I like it.
Shut up.